Every year, listeners send me letters and emails when they see a little bird, usually a warbler or a chipping sparrow, feeding a huge bruiser of a baby that's almost twice as big as its parents. What they're seeing isn't a baby warbler or sparrow, it's a cowbird. Cowbirds, like European cuckoos, are nest parasites. This means they lay their eggs in the nests of other species and leave the incubation and child rearing to the hosts. When the mother cowbird lays her egg, she tosses out one of the eggs already in the nest, so automatically the host mother's nest productivity drops by 20 or 25%. Then, because the cowbird selects nests of species that are smaller than herself, the cowbird baby ends up being larger than the host's babies in the nest. This gives it an enormous advantage at feeding time, since birds cue in on the size of the baby's mouths to decide which is the hungriest each time they return to the nest. Since the cowbird's mouth is so huge to begin with, it has to be pretty stuffed before the mother bird will put food into a smaller mouth. So except in years of extreme food abundance, most or even all of her natural babies will die of starvation while the cowbird baby grows fat. A single cowbird egg in a nest is a significant detriment to that nest's productivity. Before people opened up America's eastern forest, cowbirds were limited to the Great Plains, where they followed bison around, moving from place to place, and seldom parasitizing the same bird more than once in a lifetime. They don't live in deep forests, but do spend a lot of time in forest edges. Right now, there's so much edge habitat for them that they're far more numerous than they were in pre-settlement times. Kirtland's warblers and black-capped vireos would probably be extinct by now if cowbirds hadn't been aggressively trapped and removed in the small areas where these critically endangered species live for the past few decades. Subspecies are more vulnerable to cowbirds than others. Cedar waxwings nest in exactly the same edges that cowbirds invade, but their population has increased over the past 20 years despite the cowbirds. Waxwings have two advantages. First, they're excellent at recognizing cowbird eggs, especially early in their laying period, and if they detect a cowbird egg, they toss it out of the nest. Second, while almost all other songbirds feed their nestlings a protein-rich diet of insects, baby waxwings eat almost all berries. If a cowbird does hatch, it simply can't survive long on that low-protein, high-carbohydrate diet. In the few documented cases of waxwings raising cowbird babies, most of the cowbirds died within a few days of hatching, and not one survived to become independent. Yellow warblers are also good at detecting cowbird eggs, but their tiny bill is way too small to toss out a cowbird egg. So they often start over in the exact same spot, building up the sides of their old nest and placing a new nest floor right over that cowbird egg. This is a lot like throwing the baby out with the bathwater because their own eggs are also buried and lost, but at least they don't have to start from scratch building a new nest, and they usually only lose a few days' work. Cowbirds will always be with us. They're interesting in their own right, and they evolved their unique role due to unique evolutionary pressures on them. Little by little, other songbirds will evolve strategies to deal with them, like waxwings or yellow warblers, or they'll decline, as always happens in nature, where change is the only constant. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.